5%, doesn't eat the crust at 6%, and eats it cold at 4%. So cuddle up on the couch and show some za and some love.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 17th of May, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Enter Laughing. Is it an opening line, a stage direction, or the title of Theater in the Raw's latest production on now at Studio 16? Director Jay Hamburger and some of the cast will be here to answer that question. Plus, we'll keep you informed on other events going on this weekend, the usual call board, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local, independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And Jay Hamburger is here. Hi, Jay.
Hi. Good morning, David Campbell of the Daves.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
close.
What
enough.
A line you guys have got. We that's a line for sure.
Yes, it is a line we don't want to cross.
No, we don't want to cross.
So, Jay, you've brought three other gentlemen with you. Why don't we tell the listeners who they are?
Well, they're really fantastic actors, I have to tell you. And I'm not trying to beat the drum, but they've been in Theater in the Raw shows before, so they're time tested for
all
sure.
Right. If you're not trying to beat the drum, why are you here?
I am beating the drum.
Yeah.
We have the remarkable David, R. David Stevens, who's been in a number of shows of ours, going all the way back to Waiting for Godot.
Wow.
And he played Vladimir, so he's an old hand at this. Right. He's fine wine. And we've got Alex Chisholm.
Well, wait. We need to hear from David first to prove that he's here.
Yeah, okay.
Say hello, David.
Hi, nice there to you be here. Yes, this is my fourth show for Theater in the Raw.
Uh-huh.
But it's my first comedy. Well, I don't know. Is Beckett a comedy?
It's a tragic comedy.
Yeah.
It is.
David, if you wouldn't mind just leaning a little closer to the mic. So, as I said, the closer you get, the better. So, sounds like you're actually in the room with us, so that helps. Okay, who's next?
And it's Alex Chisholm. Of many hats on the east side of town. This is many hats.
Oh yeah,
thank you. Yeah, one of them is I'm appearing in Theater in the Raw's Enter Laughing. This is my second production.
Mm-hmm. And what's the character you play in Enter Laughing?
Don Baxter.
Uh huh.
And he's a pompous wannabe actor who plays a lawyer in Enter Laughing.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Double roles.
Yeah.
But also Alex is at the Rio. Mm-hmm. He's a main fixture there as well. Seriously, I mean, yeah. I think the whole place would collapse. You know the Rio Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Broadway and commercial.
I'm an events programmer at the Rio. Yes.
Yeah, which is fantastic. Right. I got to tell you, they saved the
theater. So it's not that, when you said fixture, he's not like part of the plumbing or anything.
He's a light.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
He's a light. This guy's a light.
There you go.
But he's also Black Dog Video, one of the last of the videos.
Yeah.
Stores.
That's right. I'm at Black Dog Video as well, Commercial Drive.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, first of all, my favorite Black Dog story is when it was on Main Street. First time I went in there were three people with black dogs.
No.
And so I actually asked, do you have to have a black dog to be a member here? What the hell's going on?
No.
It helps.
All pets welcome.
It helps, but
this sounds like a line from Enter Laughing.
Oh, good.
What the hell's going on? Anyway, then to my right is Ralston Harris.
Yes.
Remarkable. And this is your third show.
Yes, this is my third show with Theater in the Raw, and just proud to be part of it.
Great. And who are you playing?
You're playing.
I'm playing Pike. He is the stage manager within the play within the play.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's a play within the play.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell you what, since we've got all these actors in here, why don't we do a short scene just to give the audience a taste of what to expect, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, great. the scene is actually on stage, and it's an audition. They're auditioning for roles. And the head of the theater, Mr. Marlowe, it's his theater, 1938.
Right.
It's somewhere in lower New York, really probably 4th Avenue and 18th Street or something. Mm-hmm. There was a theater there. By the way, this play is written by Joseph Stein of Fiddler on the Roof fame.
Oh, yeah.
And it's based on the autobiography of Carl Reiner, mm-hmm. who I'm sure you're very...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I wanted to get into talking about Carl Reiner after we do this.
But it is his theater, and he is trying in some way or another to hold the lid on things. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, he has a problem at times. Drinking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, we should. This is an audition scene for what will be the play... coming up. What is the name of the play? It's called The Play Within the Play. Uh-oh.
I don't have a name for it yet.
Okay.
It shall be nameless.
Okay. Anyway, so they're all auditioning for a role. So away we go.
Any more actors here? All right. So just you three. What's your name?
Don Baxter.
All right. And you?
Don Darwin.
Okay, and you?
Don
R. What?
Coleman. Don R. Coleman.
Well?
No, no. Don Coleman.
Which is it?
Just Don Coleman. No R.
Okay. All right, Don's. Wait in the wings, please.
That's where you want us?
Where, sir?
In the wings, right there. Mr. Marlowe.
Mr. Pike. Anyone show up yet?
Three, actually. Don Coleman, Don Baxter, and Don Darwin.
Well. Isn't life just dawn, and dawn? Isn't life just filled with irrelevant little coincidences? That and our imminent death. Oh, Dawn?
Yes?
Yes, sir?
Yes.
How much did we collect last night?
$9.50.
This is it?
That's it.
That's all?
That's all.
But there were more than 30 people.
But a lot of people gave dimes, sir, or nothing. You know, it was raining last night, so a couple people just may have wanted to come in for an act or two, just until the rain stopped.
Drop a dime in the plate and see the thespians. What a quaint way to make a living. What are you drinking?
Milk. What's wrong with it?
Just plain milk?
It's good for you, sir. You should try some.
I haven't touched the stuff since I was 6 months old. My mother went on tour and took the container with her.
And how could you talk that way about your own mother?
What do you care? She wasn't your mother.
Scene.
And scene, yes. Wow, great. Thanks, you guys.
That is short and sweet.
Yeah. So, you sort of teased a little bit about the history of this play, where it came from, and that. And as you said, it was originally based on the autobiography of Carl Reiner.
It is.
And Carl Reiner is sort of he's like the part of the pantheon of classic TV writers.
Totally.
From the 1950s.
Well, he the biography is in the 1950s.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more risque than the play. Mm-hmm. I mean, the main character loses his virginity in the book.
Yeah.
In a cemetery. That doesn't happen in the play. There is a...
Thank God.
What other things don't happen in the play that we're trying to promote?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that happens. There's a lot of stuff that happens in the play.
Okay.
But that's one of them that, thank God.
Yeah.
Yes, as David just said, thank God. But no, he then went on to great fame, really, with the Sid Caesar.
Yeah.
Your show.
Yeah.
And he's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And Sid Caesar is even more amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, you know, like we would be working in the studio and I would be looking on the computer, and all of a sudden the Sid Caesar shorts would show on the right-hand side, and so I would click one.
Yeah.
Well, it became, you know, it was like every night I was watching one of these bloody things.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just funnier than hell. But he was basically the straight guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he always played the interviewer.
He always played
And Sid Caesar, and later Mel Brooks would be the crazy character that answered the question.
Well, the 2,000-year-old man
kind of grew out of
then
that.
Then he had his son.
Rob.
Rob. Did you know Rob?
I've never met him.
But oh, I thought maybe.
No.
Oh. I went to high school with him.
There you go.
That was David.
You knew one of the Davids in the
one
room.
Of the Davids.
I knew Rob Reiner.
This is Spinal Tap's my all-time favorite movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's you know, that was sort of what I was leading up to, is that Carl Reiner and Sid Caesar and the writer's room of your show of shows is responsible for almost every great comedy that happened in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Yeah. From the Mary Tyler Moore Show and the Dick Van Dyke Show to Happy Days and All in the Family, Rob Reiner's show, and the Rob Reiner's movies, the Spinal Tap and Princess Bride, and you can sort of pick any particular point. Larry Gelbart, for example, the showrunner on the TV series MASH, was one of the writers on the Sid Caesar show.
Really, for Princess Bride? You mean with
Rob Reiner directed Princess Bride.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
That. You mean with Wally Shawn and the Giant?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a riot scene in the boat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with Wally flipping out.
Yeah.
Screaming, yelling. Yeah. But, they knew how to cast.
Yeah.
Because they put Imogene Coco in there.
Yeah.
And they put, the other woman was fantastic. She was an opera singer. Good Lord. But anyway, the two main women. But Imogene Coco was a very small woman. Yeah. With a powerful punch,
mm-hmm.
and it was just fantastic casting.
Yeah.
But Howard Morris was in there as well.
Yeah, he was.
But
one
they
of those
play, ones. You know, they play cuckoo clock figures.
Yeah,
they do a cuckoo clock routine, and then their board of directors scene is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just marvelous stuff. But this is a funny play.
Yeah,
and I did it years ago at the Gleam Playhouse when I was first breaking into the biz,
mm-hmm.
and I played one of the Dons.
Yeah,
and we needed to do a comedy. We had just done a very tragic play called Incident at Vichy, in which all three members here were in the play,
mm-hmm.
and they were. I mean, beating the drum, but they really were magnificent. And you know, that's the play where they sort people out whether they're Jewish or not.
Yeah,
and then.
Pick who goes on the trains.
Yeah,
to the
exactly.
Camps, yeah.
And anyway, David played a rather heroic character there. Mm. He gives up his life for another guy. But we did this at the Gleam Playhouse, and it was marvelous. The only problem was it's always done, I think, on a revolving stage.
Oh, really?
So we don't have
no,
that.
No, not at Studio 16.
The actors are helping or doing all the scene changes, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
A lot of changes, eh?
How do you feel about that?
it's a big responsibility, and you got to be focused and paying attention. But within the role of Pike, it really just helps him, you know, be attentive and prepared.
Yeah, as the stage manager, it kind of makes sense to the audience that you'd be doing all that kind of work.
Just
yeah.
like breaking that barrier down mm-hmm. a little bit and yeah. breaking the wall.
And you, of course, David, living with a stage manager
yeah.
at home,
yeah.
You would understand that.
Yes, I would. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, thanks right. for sharing.
Sorry for it. But, no, it's a big cast. It's
yeah.
13.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. We don't seem to understand those ratios, you know.
What, like the economy of scale? And
yeah, we don't understand this. We just don't. But we're paying people.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, by the time we're finished, we're broke.
But yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell? What the hell?
Let's have a cast of 13 and pay everyone. And
yeah, well, it's more than that. But the other thing is that I think the city needed a comedy. The
yeah.
question is, can they understand it? Can they get it?
And do they get it?
Well, what do you, David, what do you think?
I mean, you guys have been playing for a week now. You got to have some.
Or Alex?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
The audiences so far have been reacting very positively.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Laughing a lot, always a good sign. For
that's a very good sign, yeah.
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 I mean, I think in one way, if I may, it's relatable. You know, we all have a dream and we all like try to separate ourselves at one point in our lives to go after it. And
yeah.
and there's always our parents trying to tell us that we should be doing this. And, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of the basic conflict of the play, isn't it? You've got a young man whose parents are trying to push him into some safe academic career.
For sure.
Secure. Pharmacist.
Yeah, there you go. You see, there's good money in pharmacy.
Well, the remarkable thing happened.
But he wants to be on the stage. He wants to be an actor.
Oh, he wants to be an actor.
Yeah.
So we've got a guy in there, Adam Olgi, who is enormously talented.
Yeah.
He was in our Three Penny Opera.
Mm-hmm.
He sang Mac the Knife song.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure we would have been able to do this without him. But he's having a hard time out there with this. He left it for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went in. Well, he's doing credit. He's in a credit union
uh-huh.
for a job. But it's you know, with that kind of talent on stage, overall, this is crazy that people aren't able to get more work.
You know? We have some really talented young actors in this play. It's remarkable. If you come and see it for nothing else, just come and see these young people doing just a splendid job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always exciting is seeing new fresh talent come up and just the potential of what they could become, you know.
We even have a husband and wife team on
uh-huh.
the show.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. But they don't play husband and wife.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
That's always good, yeah.
It's just hilarious. I mean, they almost, you know, shoo each other away.
Yeah.
But they go home together
yeah.
every night.
Well, they better.
Isn't it? The glamour of show business.
They better. But a remarkable thing happened the other night. We've got an actor playing the father.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is somewhat, it's a Jewish family,
mm-hmm.
and they very badly, you know, they dote on their son. But they don't want him to go into acting. They want him to go become a pharmacist.
Yeah.
So the main actor who plays the lead role,
mm-hmm.
His parents came, and the father's talking, the father of the actor is talking to the actor who played
right.
the father and says, "You won't believe this, but we originally wanted our son, Adam, to become a pharmacist."
Yes!
Seriously. And what's even more incredible is the woman who's playing the mother.
Yeah.
Her son in real life is named Adam.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just like, oh, my God, these coincidences.
I know. It's funny
insane.
How those things work out.
They're
yeah.
just, they're insane.
Yeah.
Meant to be.
Whole other level of method acting.
Well, it's a whole other method is what it is.
But you know who else is in this is the one crazy Frenchman who you probably
yes,
know.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Lalonde.
Mr. Lalonde, Jacques Lalonde, who...
Wild man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's been in, what, three or four Theater in the Raw productions?
Oh, yeah.
Hasn't
he?
He
goes
12 Angry
way
Men.
Back. He goes to 1995.
Oh, really?
When he was doing some sort of crazy... I don't know, puppet show for us in a park.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up doing Man, Woman, Buddy with Kempton Dexter.
Yeah.
But he was a young dude then.
Yes.
Now he's got a bit of gray.
As were we all.
Yeah. But he is.
So 1995. So that's, and this is your 25th anniversary. It so he was like right from the beginning.
He goes way back.
Yeah.
But he somehow, Jock will squeeze in a couple of things that are not necessarily in the play. So he's got a Cab Calloway song in there, Minnie the Moocher.
Oh, no.
A sing-along, if you call it.
Yeah, it's called Jock's Sing-Along in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
But somehow it's contained enough that it works.
Well.
Well, one of the few people missing is you, David.
Well, you know, I would have answered if you'd called.
You would have?
I would have.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I thought you, you know, after Bruce the Musical, when you were up there with Adam Abrams and Cy Paris.
Uh-huh.
Well, you played a mayor.
I was a city councilor.
Oh, it's a city councilor.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's your vote that decides?
I casted the deciding vote,
To save the Carnegie?
To save the Carnegie Center,
But then you also played one of the cockroaches.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the dancing cockroaches.
Yeah. No, it was like I said yesterday, it's the highlight of my career.
Oh, God. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
I thought you'd never forget.
Yeah, no. Of course not. It was. I think there's still a picture of the dancing cockroaches on my brother's ex-girlfriend's fridge. Because that was the one thing her daughters really liked about that show was the dancing cockroaches.
It was the dancing cockroaches. They were great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
But there's no cockroaches in Interlaughing.
No, there aren't. There are.
See how I steered it back into the topic of conversation. Well, yeah.
But
I've worked with Jay before.
So how does Marlowe, David? How does your Marlowe fit into this menagerie?
Well, you can hear me. I'm talking with a British accent. I don't know. It seemed to me that this guy was sort of from the Bronx, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
He had decided to, you know, kind of come up with some other whole person that he is. And
affect
so,
a persona.
Yes, he has affected a persona. And he plays it to the hilt, even when he's drunk. And he's, you know, he's not unlike these young people in the sense that he's struggling to make ends meet in this sort of fly-by-night theater company where, as you heard, you know, he gets $9 for people who toss coins into a paper plate at the end of the show.
And that was the reality of New York theater in the 30s, you know.
Well, they were coming out of the Depression.
And if it wasn't for things like the WPA and some of the federal funding programs that Roosevelt brought in, New York theater might have died completely.
Yeah. And this is close to kind of vaudeville.
Yeah.
Almost. So the play within a play is very similar. It's cracked.
Yeah.
It's nutty. Yeah. And it's coming apart at the seams. And he has this experience, and his way of coping with this is just to get loaded.
Yeah.
And just liquored up and just, okay, you know, I know what's going to happen here, so I'm just going to have a good time and enjoy myself.
And let us not forget that Mr. Marlowe actually plays in the play within the play, so he's got a great role there, too. He's cast himself.
Yeah. You have to come and see my death scene.
Oh, yes,
there is a death scene in it. I must say, even David talking about it now, it just, you know, I'm close to tears, you know, streaming down my face. It is really funny.
Good.
I mean, it is just hilarious.
It's one of the all-time great comic stage roles.
Mm. I mean, he's really right. All hell breaks
making
loose.
A meal out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're just about done. You've got how many? Two more shows left? Three?
We've got three. We've got one tonight.
Yeah.
One Saturday, and then we've got a remarkable matinee, our second matinee, which starts at 2:00, and it's at Studio 16, 1551, La Maison de Francophonie at the French Studio 16.
Yeah, 7th Theater. And Granville.
Yeah, which is a very nice theater.
It's lovely in there. Yeah.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And the seating is superb. I had no idea how really good that seating is.
Yeah.
Like, there is not a bad seat in the house. And it's a very good set. Warren Johnson did the set, and it's very simple, but really good, really good. Lighting is good. I mean, costumes are, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Aaliyah Hammer, she's actually working at the, everybody's working somehow. They've got jobs here and there. She's working at Bart on the Beach, but she's assisting. But, I mean, people are struggling to survive.
Yeah.
And that's a hell of a thing in Vancouver. I mean, we're very lucky to have everybody. Nobody's out of their apartment, so to speak.
Yeah, which is getting pretty tight these days, too.
Oh, boy.
So we've given the dates. We've given the location. How do we get tickets?
Well, you go online.
Yeah.
You buy through PayPal. Theater, what is it? Theater in the Raw.
Yeah.
THEATRE, in the Raw, at telus.net.
Mm-hmm.
Or call the box office at 604 708-5448, and we'll answer that, and we'll try to get everybody in.
Yeah,
we were sold out the other night on Wednesday, so...
Wow.
You know...
Get them now.
Get them now.
Yeah. Wednesday was sold out.
That's great.
We had... Well, we were going to add extra seats, but then a couple of people bought tickets but didn't show, so... Mm-hmm. You know, we've been looking at other venues. So if anybody out there wants to come see it and is interested in the possibility of us taking this show further, I think the cast would go for it. I mean, the Rio Theater, Alex, how big is that?
It's 420 seats.
Yeah. So you got to do only one show at that, you know, at that kind of house. That's a big house for us.
Yeah.
420.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, what's the.
PAL is how many?
PAL is around 100, 125.
Yeah. And I've seen you in a show in PAL.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done about five shows for Western Gold there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But, you know, it's not easy filling a house in Vancouver.
No.
I mean, I've been at this for a while.
Oh, yeah. No, I've played to shows where there were more people on stage than in the audience.
Well, we were talking about that last night.
We've all had that experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I heard a couple of the actors, maybe it was Jacques or David or something, said, you know, I was performing and, well, was it you, Alex, or somebody less people, there were more people on, there was nobody.
Yeah.
There was one person out in the audience. I'm going, oh, my God, that's rough.
It is. Yeah, you just have to remind yourself that it's only one person, but they still paid for a ticket. They still expect a show.
Yeah, this so is true.
Fun. Yeah,
and you got to do it.
Yeah,
you got to do it.
Yeah.
And it's a
test. You do it for love.
Exactly.
You're not doing this for money. God knows.
Yeah, throw dimes into a paper plate.
Well, thanks so much for coming in,
David.
You guys.
You're a gem.
Yeah,
and, thank you.
Thank you.
CITR is very lucky to have you. Let me say. And
I'm fortunate to have CITR to have a place to do this.
Yes, so. But magnificent. You got a great radio voice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for having
me. Now, we got to get you in a show sometime.
Yes. Well, you know where to find me.
Yeah.
Every Friday at noon, I'm right here.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming in, you guys.
Did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the
I've
world?
Read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
Like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator, Alex DeBoer, every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more. The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PREP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PREP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Me.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Now
So that is Tegan Walgren and a new CD that she's got out called Bird Alien and a little ditty entitled Two-Mouthed Woman. There you go. CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio, Radio Dave on the radio. And I hope that made some sense. You always have to kind of let when Jay Hamburger's around, you never know what's gonna come out. So, yeah, make a plan to go see Enter Laughing. It's quite a fun show. Also going on this weekend, a couple of shows are closing, including The Sea by Edward Bond. This is produced by the Slamming Door Collective. It's at the Jericho Arts Center. This is a dark comedic play set in Edwardian England. The story is basically about a small seaside village where two young lovers try to make sense of the chaos of a most irrational society occupied by eccentric characters, including a drunk coast guard, a stark raving mad draper, and a highly demanding grand dame. It's a lot of friends of the show involved, including some that were here, Stephen Aberle, Michelle Morris, Melissa Wee, Race Calvert, Genevieve Fleming, and it's directed by Tamara McCarthy. So they've got a couple of shows left on that one. I think they close on Sunday. So go to the Jericho Arts Center website to find out more details on that one. Also going on this weekend, we've got, where was it there? Nassim, which is production from Iranian playwright Nassim Soleimanpour. This is what he calls an audacious new theatrical experiment. Each night, a different performer joins him on stage while the script waits unseen in a sealed box. Touchingly autobiographical yet powerfully universal, it is a striking theatrical demonstration of how language can both divide and unite us. And this is going on at the Historic Theater, the Kulch at Venables and Victoria, and it also closes on Sunday. And one more thing I wanted to mention right now. This is a play that's starting next week. We talked about it here a couple of weeks ago. It's Rice and Beans Theater's Chicken Girl, The Intergalactic Mystery. And this is let's see, what's the best way to describe this? It's curated chaos, according to author, writer, and director Derek Chan. Underneath a vibrant, magical realism, a sense of existential dread and despair quietly simmers. He wanted the characters and the audience to have a safe harbor to depart from and return to this fantastical but hostile universe. It opens next Friday, the 24th of May, at the Annex at 823 Seymour Street. You can get tickets at Theater Wire, and it's sort of a range between $20 and $30 for that one. And let's see, there should be one more thing here that we wanted to talk about, and then we'll take a quick break. There's The Cake at Pacific Theater. This is a play by Becca Bunstetter, and this is about cake and in life, you know. Life and cake and life. It's about a character named Delta who believes that the secret to a good cake and a good life is simple. Just follow the rules. When her best friend's daughter asks her to make her wedding cake, she's overjoyed. Until there will be not one bride, but two. Ooh, two brides. How do you like that? Suddenly, Delta is working without a recipe. In her previously unquestioned belief and emotions come into sharp conflict. So it's about cakes and weddings and stuff like that. It's directed by Angela Conrad, who we spoke to a couple of months ago with the Amish Project. Let's see, a few other folks that we know that are involved with this, but I can't get the cast. So, here we go. Aria Faye Forsyth, Tim Dixon, Cecily Day, and Stephanie Elgersma. So that's a pretty solid cast there. So The Cake opens this weekend at Pacific Theater and goes until the 8th of June. So you want to check out that. All right, let's listen to some more music. This is Parlor Panther. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Kwantlen Polytechnic is looking for a videographer and one male actor, 18 to 24 years old. They're going to hold an audition on Monday for a production next weekend on the 26th of May. You can contact Shivana, Shivanaihuja 567 at gmail.com. There's three auditions coming up at the Arts Club for productions in the upcoming season. One is Carried Away on the Crest of a Wave by David Yee. This is directed by Stephen Drover. It's going to be on stage at the Stanley in March of next year. The audition dates are the 28th and 31st of May. They are looking for four actors of East Asian identity and one Caucasian actor, a male between 35 and 50. The second production is Peter Pan Goes Wrong. This is going to be a co-production with the Citadel in Edmonton, so it'll be performed at the Granville Island stage in July, and then we'll also be moving to Edmonton. The auditions for that one are June 8th and 9th. And then the big musical Kinky Boots by Harvey Fierstein and Cindy Lauper. And that's going to be next summer at the Stanley, May 21st to July 5th. Barbara Tomasik is going to be directing that one. And those auditions are June 10th, 11th, and 12th. So if you want to be involved in any of these productions, send your submissions, including your photo and resume, to Stephanie. And her email is shargraves, S-H-A-R-G-R-E-A-V-E-S, at artsclub.com. The deadline for that is today, so make sure you get it sent off right away. And include the name of the production and the character that you're interested in on the subject line. Access Theatre Company is holding their general auditions at the end of June for the 1920 season, and you will be seen by Artistic Director Chris McGregor and CFE Christine Brody, and the submission deadline for that is the 14th of June. So you can go to accesstheatre.com to find out more about the company and the tour and the shows and how to audition for them and all that stuff. Pacific Theatre is holding auditions for Best of Enemies by Mark St. Germain. That's a production that's going to be up in February of next year. It's based on the best-selling book by Osha Gray Davidson. Best of Enemies is a true story about the relationship between C.P. Ellis, a grand cyclops of the KKK, and Anne Atwater, an African-American civil rights activist during the desegregation of Durham, North Carolina schools in 1971. The auditions are happening on May 21st. Which is on Tuesday at Pacific Theatre at 12th and Hemlock. They will accept video submissions, and you can send your headshot and resume to Cara at pacifictheatre.org. And Cara is spelled C-A-R-A. We've got a couple of Fringe auditions coming up, three to be exact, except one is today, so hopefully you can still get in on it. Anyway, the one today is for Love Cat Theatre's production of The Russian Play by Hannah Moskovitz. And they are looking for two actors in their 20s and 30s who are able to do Russian accents, and a violinist who can play the violin with no accent required. So you can contact lovecattheatre@gmail.com to get in on that one. There's also a play for the Dramatic Works series. It's two modern Noah plays by Yukio Mishima, and that's happening at the Culture Lab for the. This is all during the Fringe, of course, September 5th to 15th. The auditions for that are May 25th, and you can send your resume and stuff to mid20stheatre@gmail.com. And the third one is called Play Together Games God Machine. It's a 30-minute one-act play by Tyler Beelman, an existential comedy about two friends who wake up in the afterlife and discover an omniscient entity with the answers to all your questions. They find out more than they bargain for as they ask for anything and everything they want to know. That's going to be, it doesn't say where they're playing yet, but the auditions are going to be at the Fire Hall Library, which is at 10th and Granville, between Granville and Hemlock on West 10th Avenue. And that's happening on the 25th and 26th. There is a Google form to sign up for auditions, and you can find that on their on the posting on the Vancouver Library website. or you can send an email to tbeelman, tbeelman@gmail.com. Moving along, auditions on Sunday at the Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam for Cinderellas by Mandy Tulloch. This is a play about young Cinders Jr. Asking her mommy, Cinderella, if there are any other girls like her. And with the help of their fairy godmother, the magic storybook brings to life the stories of the Russian, Japanese, and Indian Cinderella. This is going to be happening in October at the Evergreen Cultural Center. The auditions are on Sunday. Looking for actors between 11 and 18, and also adults 18 plus. And looking for a whole large cast of actors, singers, dancers, and martial artists. Contact the Evergreen Cultural Center at 604-927-6552 to find out more and book your audition time. Fraser Valley Stage in Abbotsford is doing Forever Plaid, the great off-Broadway musical review about four swell lads form a musical quartet and become big stars. This is going to be happening in October, and the auditions are on May 22nd at the Robert Bateman School in Abbotsford. Characters are 20 to 35 years old and need to be comfortable singing tight harmonies in a quartet. So if you want to book an audition for that or get more information, A.L. Pattison, A.L.P.A.T.T.I.S.O.N. 54 at gmail.com. Fraser Valley Stage is also doing The Music of ABBA, which they're not allowed to tell you the actual name of the show for some reason, but, you know, you probably guess what it is. The production's going up in Abbotsford in February, you know what? I bet they haven't got the rights yet. That's probably why they can't tell you the name of the play, but we won't speculate. Well, anyway, the auditions are at the end of the month, May 27th, 29th, and the 5th of June, also at the Robert Bateman School in Abbotsford, looking for singers, dancers, and actors. And they want dancers, who are trained in jazz techniques with some acrobatics and hip-hop experience as well. And you can call that. You can send your email to fvsmm2020@gmail.com to send your resumes and photos and stuff. Our dear friends at Spectral Theater are producing a new production. They're doing a what they call a mockucast, which I think is some kind of podcast, radio play thing, documentary stuff. With Spectral, you never know what they're. What it's going to end up as, but they're always fun to work with. And it's called The Supernature of Things by W.T. Gibson. It's directed by Simon Hussey. And they're looking for experienced voice actors with comedic background and strong improv skills. And they are it's open to anybody. So, if you've got a sense that you might be able to be a part of this, send your resume, headshot, and a voice demo. It's optional, but it's a good idea to send a little clip of your voice to info@spectraltheater.com, and they want to get it by Sunday. Carousel Theater for Young People is doing Bad Hat Theater's Peter Pan, and that is going to be up in October through Christmas, and the auditions are going to be in late May, the 30th and 31st. Deb Williams is going to be directing, and Carol Higgins, the artistic director of Carousel, will also be attendance at the auditions. They're looking for adult actors who are great movers and singers who can read music and play instruments. So it's a bit of a challenge, but it'll be worth it. The auditions, the deadline is passed, but you know, with all these things, it doesn't hurt to pop a note in, and you never know, they might take a look at it. Send them to auditions@carouseltheater.ca. We've got North Van Community Players doing Hot Property by Fred Carmichael. That'll be at Hendry Hall in September. The auditions are June 2nd and 4th. Val@valmason.com is the place to send your stuff, your headshots and things. Western Canada Theatre in Kamloops is doing Chelsea Hotel, The Songs of Leonard Cohen, the show directed and conceived by Tracy Power. That's going to be in Kamloops in March and April of next year. The auditions are the 2nd of June. And they are specifically looking for an actor to play the mischievous bellhop, someone between the ages of 25 and 45, a strong comedic actor and singer, comfortable mover, and multi-instrumentalist. They need someone who can play piano, accordion, stand-up bass, and drums. There is some flexibility with the instrumentation, but you do need to have piano. It's a baritone to tenor vocal range, or alto if it's a female identifying actor. To be considered for an audition, send your photo and resume to auditions@wctlive.ca. Make sure you put Chelsea Hotel Auditions in the subject line, and the deadline for that one is today at 5 o'clock. We've got the Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular, the annual Vancouver Island Christmas tradition, produced by Razzle Dazzle Productions. That is starting in November 18th and going to the 22nd of December, with 14 performances at three venues around Vancouver Island, including Nanaimo, Courtenay, and Victoria. The rehearsals will be in Nanaimo. The auditions are June 7th and 8th in Vancouver at the Scotiabank Dance Studio. And they are specifically looking for four professional singers with classical and musical theater experience and five female professional dancers who can do tap, jazz, ballet, and Broadway. And you can send your stuff to razzledazzleproductions@gmail.com. Align Entertainment is doing Shrek the Musical. This is going to be happening early next year at the Michael J. Fox Theater in Coquitlam. The auditions for that are at the beginning of June, the 8th, 9th, and 12th at the Lindbergh Academy of the Performing Arts in Coquitlam. Auditions are open to equity and non-equity performers, and Align Entertainment is committed to diverse and inclusive casting. They encourage submissions from all performers, regardless of age, race, gender, or orientation. And you can send your email in for info to alignentertainment.ca. And we'll wrap things up with Vagabond Players doing Terror by Gaslight by Tim Kelly. It's directed by our friend Dale Kelly. It's happening at the Burnie Lake Theater in New West on October 3rd to the 26th. And the auditions are June 9th and 11th at the Burnie Lake Theater. You can go to vagabondplayers.ca to find out more about that. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or check out the Vancouver Public Library audition notices at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. On Twitter and Instagram, we're at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at citr.ca. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes. Stick around. Audrey should be here. I haven't seen her yet, but she usually rolls in around this time with Too Dreamy, followed at 2 o'clock by Beppe Crespin Presents. And Nardwar, the human serviette, will be here at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. And happy birthday, Mom. If she had survived, she'd have been 97 tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Hey, I wanted to just throw this last one in. If you're looking for something to do tonight, you can go to Lana Lou's on Powell Street. It's Milkshake Mania, featuring Sparky Spur, Husky Dude, and Stephen Ham. And milkshakes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located